A year ago, at this time, Father Genther and I did a homily series about Christ's teaching on money. You might remember it, as it lasted for a few weeks. And that series concluded on the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time with what was our first annual Stewardship Sunday. Well, here we are, again, back on the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. This will be the only weekend every year when we ask our members, our parishioners, to simply evaluate their regular offertory giving and just make a commitment to giving to our parish for the coming year. Starting sometime in January, we will be starting our diocesan capital campaign, which will include some significant parish needs. So you may want to just bear that in mind. Bear that in mind as you plan for your giving for this year. It's good for all of us, myself included, to prayerfully reevaluate our giving or tithing every year, especially as our circumstances and our hearts can change from year to year. So my job in today's homily is really to connect our readings this Sunday once again to giving in the church. Now, providentially, our gospel this Sunday is precisely about money. It's the story of the dishonest steward. Now, the role of stewardship, of steward, in a large household at the time of Jesus was one of great responsibility, but also one of some wealth and prestige. The job went to the master's most trusted slave, male slave. And as a result, enterprising young free men in the Roman Empire sometimes sold themselves as slaves to wealthy men in order to become stewards of their households. That was the kind of prestigious job it was. Since the stewardship was an administrative position in which one lived in relative physical comfort, the steward in this parable realizes he is in great trouble when the master wishes to fire him. He's not suited to any other way of making a living, and as a slave, he has no estate of his own. He's been used to socializing with his master's peers, although he is not truly of their social and legal status. He's not on par with them. So he pulls a kind of a white collar crime, if you will, calling in his master's debtors. He has them manipulate their receipts to erase a significant portion of their debt. Then they will be in this steward's debt after he's fired and owes him one. Eventually, when the master found out what the steward had done, he quote-unquote commended him. And this probably means that he acknowledged grudgingly how cunning his former employee had been. Now, there's one line in this passage that is often, I think, difficult for people to understand. But it is probably one of the most important lines in the passage. Jesus says, "I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings." What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean to make friends with dishonest wealth? And how would that lead us to eternal life in heaven? That's what you mean by eternal dwellings. How does that lead to heavenly glory? The world encourages, the culture encourages an attitude in which we use people to gain things. We use people to gain things. But Jesus reverses this logic to say, use things to gain people. Use things to gain people. In other words, the Christian approach, different from that of the world, of the secular culture, is to spend our earthly wealth, which we cannot depend on because it doesn't last. Therefore, it's dishonest. To spend our earthly wealth for the good of the kingdom of God and to bring people to Christ. If spending money and giving goods can open others to friendship with the church and ultimately Christ himself, then spend your money and give your goods there. That's what the message is. And this is why stewardship and giving to the parish is so important and worthwhile. By doing so, we are participating, you and I are participating in the mission of Christ and the church for the good and conversion of our local community. Because our parish and our parishes should have an impact on the local community. And ourselves, of course, and our families. When we give away our money, we give in thanksgiving for what we have received. We give in thanksgiving for what we have received, and we give particularly in our place of worship, that is, the church or parish. We give in our place of worship as an act of worship. That was something we spoke about last year. Giving as an act of thanksgiving for what we have received, and then giving in our place of worship as an act of worship. Giving in our place of worship as an act of worship. Now, in order to give most effectively in our place of worship as an act of worship, to use our dishonest wealth for eternal dwellings, I'd just like to highlight for us four P words for our consideration on this Stewardship Sunday. I spoke of these last year, but I think they're really great to just be reminded of really every year as we consider our giving. So as you pray about making your own commitment to giving in your place of worship as an act of worship this year, I ask you to consider these four words: planned, priority, percentage, and progress. Planned, priority, percentage, and progress. So first, planned. If you're just throwing change into the basket on Sunday as an afterthought or out of guilt, I realize it's probably not the case for many of us, we challenge you to plan your gifts instead. Each year at this time, we're inviting you, every household of our parish, to make a commitment, even if you don't belong to this parish, you can still do that for your own parishes, I think that's a good thing, to make a commitment to plan for giving in this coming year. That you plan for it in your budget. So that's plan, number one. Second is priority. We challenge you, if you don't already, to make giving to the offertory a priority in your annual budget. For all of us, over time, myself included, the challenge will be to make such giving the priority in our budgets, to make sure our gifts to the church come first over any other expenses. Third, percentage. This marks a key change. As I said before, percentage giving marks a key change in thinking for a lot of Catholics in general, in our culture and across our country. I'd like to emphasize here that it's not so much about the 10%, you know, the tithe, which signifies 10%, as it is about the percent. It's really just about the percent. Percentage giving is what will bring about real transformation in our Catholic parishes. So fourth and finally, progressive. Believe it or not, as we become percentage givers, discerning what is the percentage at which we of our income, our resources that we are able to give, this progressive part takes care of itself. Once we root those first three P's in our life, this kind of happens automatically. Once we start to give and our heart finds itself in what we are giving to, you know, that's where we give, that's where our heart is, and we direct our dishonest wealth to the buildup of the kingdom, we want to give beyond the tithe. To give beyond the tithe, to increase our percentage. And again, at this point, we may not be able to necessarily start at 10% exactly. We're all in different places. The key is to really start at whatever percentage we're able to start at. And then, as those first three P's, plan, priority, and percentage, begin to take root in our lives, we will begin to see a change in our lives and experience the amazing generosity of God as we ourselves, as we see ourselves as stewards of His money. As a parish, we are making a difference. And as a community of parishes, we are making a difference in people's lives. We are making a difference here in this part of the Chippewa Valley. We're inviting others to encounter Christ and inspiring them to become saints. Here as a parish, we are regularly called, invited, and reminded to respond to the call of being a disciple of Jesus. We are one significant place in our community, if we think about it, where the truth of the cross of Christ is preached, and where God's grace is dispensed in the sacraments. And so we thank you for your investment, you know, in this, our parish, and for your tithing. Because of your investment in this parish, you know, we have a place, we have a building in which many can come to worship God as members of Christ's body, the church, and as a community of faith. Through that regular worship, celebration of the sacraments, and community of faith, people grow in their relationship with the Lord and as His disciples. Because of your investments in this parish, we are able to build a firm foundation of faith for hundreds of children in our Catholic schools, our religious education, faith formation programs, and youth ministry opportunities. Because of your investment in this parish, we are able to invite more people into the church through OCIA, or what was called RCIA, or even our family OCIA process, or invigorate their call to discipleship through Bible studies and other opportunities. There's a lot that's happening around here, if you haven't noticed already. Because of your investment in this parish, we are able to provide a place for charitable outreach in our community, like the St. Francesca Resource Center. We are also providing for diocesan-wide needs through things like the annual appeal, and particularly this year, which will replacing the annual appeal, the upcoming capital campaign, and internationally through things like the annual mission co-op. Because of your investment in this parish, you are making it possible for marriages to be revived, families to be put back together, students and young adults to live their life with purpose, and people who are preparing for the next life and to live with hope. So today, we ask you to evaluate your financial investment in this parish and its mission. We invite you to, you can pass down those cards at the ends of your pews, and you can take that card home with you. Just take it home with you to pray over your commitment this week, and you can bring that card back next weekend, just drop it in the collection. There's nothing binding about this. This is just really all about making one's own personal commitment. Your investment makes the unique and challenging call of being a disciple of Christ heard in a world that would otherwise